Good morning.
Looking down here where you can actually hear me. Right. When I'm out trying to save people, save humanity on some level, I get heavy-handed. I do. You know, because I guess people need to understand how important this stuff is. That this isn't just some kind of silly foolishness. God, Christ, that these things aren't some kind of "they're trying to enslave me" abstractions. God really is there. Jesus Christ really did walk on the earth and live and do the things that he did to make it possible for us to be forgiven of our sins. That really is the way it goes. I'm trying to make these more personal recordings. These all go, everything goes to the gopher eventually. Big store of stuff that you can get to. And I'm really, I don't know, having a typical day. I was up really early. I usually am. I usually wake up, I don't know, somewhere between 3 and 4 in the morning. And I'd try to stay in bed, do something quiet. When I start tippy-typing on my little micro PC, this is the second time where Lisa's basically said, "You're really disturbing my sleep." So it's like, okay, I need to, when this happens, I need to just go to the other room, to the office. I've got an office, for Pete's sakes, with a much better keyboard, and go type there and compose my things there. And they're not amazing. I used to try to do very amazing, well-structured essays. I just write what comes to me without much editing to be done, because if you spend much time editing something before you put it out there, 3/4 of the time I'll never put it out there. That's just me. So there is that. And of course, these recordings, I record them, I slap them down, I put them in storage, and I never really listen to them ever again. And I found something really interesting. I did this really big recording around judgment. And put it out in my more public place, out on the Internet Archive. My Cohen Meanderer blah, 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 recordings. And I just happened to go back and listen to them. Listen to that one with Lisa in the car. Because I was saying, there's some things I said on here. I wanted to get kind of Lisa's take on it. And I played it back, and there was whole sections that just weren't there, that didn't get picked up. I've got noise cancellation on this, and it usually works pretty good. So I found that interesting. And I've decided not to try to reanimate what seemed to have fallen out, I decided to call it kind of an act of God, that these are things either that are wrong and I shouldn't be talking about them, or that are like I shouldn't be casting pearls before swine. So anyway, I decided not to revisit that. I don't know if it's because I'm a bad guy or because I'm saying too much or anything like that. I find it interesting because, you know, I write my blog posts, I put them up, and the funny thing is, lately, back in the old days, I used to get maybe 10 reads on a lot of things, and it never went up. And suddenly now, I'm getting like 30, 40, 50 reads, which I think is amazing. You know, everybody says, oh, nobody likes to access stuff that way anymore. You'll never get read. Nobody cares. And I just kept doing it anyway, just because this is what I was accustomed to doing. I stopped putting it on Facebook because, honestly, I never got any real response from Facebook. It almost seemed to coincide with my decision just to kind of let go of Facebook and not use it. And all of a sudden, my stuff is getting read more, and the reads are adding up. I don't think there's ever going to be any money in it. I don't write in the style that will attract money. If that's anything to say about anybody or anything. I'm not trying to start some new alternative church. I'm just putting down what I think and what I feel. And there's some angel there taking care of me on some fashion. If he needs to intervene on the personal recordings, fine. It's been raining an awful lot. I don't know. You know, I'm just not accustomed to it raining this much. Matt gets paid to mow our lawn. We got two lawns because we're taking care of two houses. And he's been busy this season. And I hope it's a wonderful blessing to the ranchers and farmers around us that are trying to make everything work okay. Our garden is doing really well. We've got lots of tomatoes. In fact, we have to eat through a lot more of these tomatoes. Lisa's going to have to do one of her tomato salads just to eat down what we've already got that the fruit flies are starting to get all excited about. Lisa's been doing a Downton Abbey arc, and I may be in preparation here in probably about 4 or 5 weeks. The last, well, they call it the last, I'm pretty sure it will be, the last Downton Abbey movie will come out in theaters. And knowing how these things tend to go, it won't be in the theater very long. And so we're going to have to make a good plan for how we're going to attack the day. Because like I said, we'll probably be in the theater for maybe a week or two at best. And and we need to get there. Lisa really likes Downton Abbey. I get easily frustrated with it just because it just seems like it's always just a show full of drama, you know. People die, wonderful things happen, and then you feel this need to kill somebody. And all of a sudden now, life is unhappy. And you go, well, you know what? Life is like that sometimes. How do you deal with it? I don't know. One of those really interesting tractors. The ones that are really straddled really, really high. I guess that's so you can go in between rows and have a lot of equipment under the tractor. That one just passed by me on the road, trying to be careful. So yeah, we're going to do the Downton Abbey thing again. I always come back and sometimes I'll talk about the fact that the kingdom of God is like Downton Abbey without all the drama. And people give me this blank look because I guess it just isn't the kind of entertainment that people engage in around here. Of course, it's getting old now. It's getting long in the tooth. So, regardless. My plan, which I share with Lisa, and she's still okay with it, for just being, I'm not going to tell Jason what to do. Thank you. Is to take the boat back to the crash site using the truck I have now. I still have an acre out there. Pay my taxes on. $25 a year. $20 a year usually. Regardless. And of course I don't live anywhere near that thing. So I'm going to go do that. And maybe if I get a little more time, maybe I'll go out, although it's not usually a good idea to go out after it's rained, out to Commune TK, and go see if my friend TK Wyatt has reappeared. Old Busker? We'll see. Anyway, so I'm grateful for the blessings that I have, the things that I've received, as what I can say, and the fact that I try to put those kinds of ideas out on my blog, and I really don't know if a blog is very adequate, if that kind of a charge in the modern day to go and spread God's word, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, A lot of other things I've done have just kind of slid away into the background. Except for this stuff. I'm really grateful for the noise suppression system that I've worked out lately for these recordings. Therefore, there's not these huge, long, obnoxious pauses between things. As there were in the past. Oh, I'm sure that was mind-bending. But now I've gotten down to being able to do a little bit better recordings. They sound really good. Well, not these. These are made to be as compressed and small as I can make them, so they don't take up much space. Like this one right now, I don't even perceive that it is, you know, I don't know if it'll still fit on a floppy drive, but several of these will fit on my hard drive. I just ordered a couple of 1 terabyte drives. These recordings are constantly moved from one device to another. It kind of serves as a weird backup situation. And so this is all going to be moving on to a 1 terabyte hard drive. I've got a couple of desktops that I use. I use one as a desktop, I use one as a server. The idea was to have both of them being used as servers. I had a plan originally to have virtual to run, and I ran a Proxmox virtual server for a bit. And found I really don't care to work that way particularly. I've got enough physical servers around or computers around I don't have to have virtual servers particularly. Not that they're bad at all or anything like that. I play around with MUDs, multi-user dungeons, or multi-dimension something. MUD mushes, that's a multi-user shared hallucination. It doesn't really matter. These are different things. Muxes, I actually currently have a MUX installed on my server. This will probably be something that will have to kind of wait until I'm retired and have more money to put into the, or more time to put into the stuff. It's not a question of money, it's a question of time. My glorious wife, Lisa, has said that I can't stop working until I can draw Social Security at 62. Probably pretty wise on a couple of levels. It makes her feel more comfortable. That kind of stands for something. So I got about 4 more years. Not even. I've got not quite 4 years left before I can just walk away from all this stuff and say, thank you very much, have a nice day. My whole relationship with money has been interesting. I don't want to be stupid or ignorant about it, but I tell you, all these investments and things like that are just confusing. I've gotten into the habit of just, as if I have habits. Right now, I'm just accumulating money. Every year I put $8,000 into an IRA. I've got one kind of dormant 401k. And it just grows or shrinks. However, things kind of go, it kind of follows the stock market. course, I've got my education pension for all those years I worked for schools and universities and this and that and that and this. We're actually living off of that money, that pension. And it doesn't quite make it. We could scrimp a bit and we could probably live off of that. Fine. However, don't have much faith in the future, stock market, stuff like that. Currently saving money. We've got, heck, if you take all of the cash reserves that I have, here in probably about another year, we'll be able to buy into, the church has a little outfit called Church Philanthropy, and it's made to take in these large cash gifts. Of course, you know, you can set up so that you get an annuity from it. And the great thing is it kind of has the full faith and backing of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which I don't think is going away. And let me tell you, I consider it a form of consecration to give this money for this need. So, continuing to kind of build up my cash back, and it makes Lisa feel a lot more comfortable too. She's very, very nervous about finances. That's okay. That's her. You know, it isn't my job to try to cure her of that. I don't think it's really all that forked. It makes me crazy because I just soon start doing other things that don't have anything to do with money, but I've got to spend the bulk of my time driving down roads, which I spend that time making recordings. Sometimes I watch things, but often I just do recordings because I've got all this spare time. And while I'm thinking about stuff and opening my mouth about it, which has been good for me, in that I need to be a person that's more willing to open my mouth, that I do that. I was just listening to, I was listening to Tom Wilson, the fella who was Biff in the Back to the Future movies. I like Tom Wilson. He's a good guy. And he was talking about the absolute importance of putting something down, writing down something, recording something for posterity. And he's absolutely right. For being a dyed-in-the-wool Catholic, he seems to be in tune with good insights and he does some things that Latter-day Saint prophets and apostles have said are good to do in the name of family records, family history. So, anyway. And I've been doing that for years. Like I said, I started kind of doing these kinds of recordings that I've actually held on to since, I think I started in 2005. I started doing a lot more traveling. I've always tended to have to drive to places for work. Ever since I left, you know, I worked for 2 years in Tucumcari, Carey, and ever since I've had to do traveling on one thing or another, a long, heavy commute to make my bread by the sweat of the brow. This is I don't think I'm really sweating. I'm in an air-conditioned vehicle. But a good proportion of the money that I make off of this stuff is spent with a succession of vehicles, gas, things like that, going back and forth to work, which I hope to stop doing soon. But we'll see. We shall see. There's a little prairie dog running across the road. Remember when I was really young? My great uncle W.A. would occasionally take me out working on our family ranch. Well, working. Anyway. And apparently prairie dogs are no good. You know, they dig holes. I don't know if the cattle step into them and break their legs. And then, you know, you're one cow short. When your business is the selling and trading and stuff like that and cows. So go out in this truck and he had this kind of this irrigation tube on the back of his truck exhaust tailpipe, and he put that thing down the hole of his prairie dogs, and of course, you know, carbon monoxide crap, stuff like that would kill the prairie dog. Pretty tough to modern sensibility to say that this is how you would deal with small animals that, I guess, can't be commercialized or get in the way of commercialized things. There's that. I don't know if over the years I've developed some kind of ethic about this. My tendency is to side with the rancher, you know, and not with the prairie dog. I don't know how God feels about that. Might have come up with an interesting way to put kind of a cage around prairie dog burrows that lets the prairie dog get in and out but keeps the cows out of it. But cows have a really bad habit of tearing up things. When I go off the craft site here probably tomorrow, hopefully everything will do good. I think I've got a truck that can handle pulling my boat, but anyway, because yeah, last time I just happened to go by there on a trip, I just happened to be in Albuquerque and said, well, let's take another hour and a half or so, and go down and see how the crash site's doing. And when I went down to go through the crash site, it was all torn up. And My first thought was that some person had come through, taken the stuff and torn the place up and doing it, and destroyed all my things. But again, and more likely, I think, is that cows, because there are some cows out there. Some guy lets his cows run out there, and I guess it profits him on some level. Runs out a whole bunch of other people's land. As long as they haven't fenced the land to keep the animals out, they can't get weird about the cows being there. To be honest, I don't know how that works from the whole standpoint of, if a cow wanders onto your property, can you slay it and butcher it? And I said, well, I'm sure he's been branded. That doesn't allow you to do that. You can't just take another person's cows. Well, if something bad happens to your cow, you really don't have much recourse to doing anything about it. And maybe the fellow that lets his cows run out there, maybe he really, you know, as there's more people out there, there's just likely bad things going to happen. There's nothing, I don't know how that works. Or how, you know, when you say, well, what about prairie dogs? You go, there aren't any prairie dogs out there because they can't hardly, I don't know, they're, I just haven't seen any. So, we're going to go out there and I think I'm going to take some things out there. I may ultimately try to fix up my fence a little bit. It got torn up. I'll take, I'll take one of the solar panels out there. Because someday, I kind of intend to hook up one of those and start charging up the batteries. I've got batteries that I put in the boat. Because I used to sleep on the boat. That was where I slept during the week. Although I did have what I call a blister. It was a geodesic dome. Various problems with the geodesic dome. I used PVC pipe. I bought a dome that was made out of PVC pipe. And the problem is, PVC pipe, when subjected to any kind of heat, decent heat, tends to bow. So I had a whole lot of bowed, parts. Anyway. I had a decently nice setup out there. Hay bales. Well, I had my entire dome was made out of a couple of tarps with this dome inside, giving it structure. And I had a bed set up in there. And it worked. It worked okay. Except when it rained. I had a clear woven, it's not clear, a translucent woven tarp, but it didn't keep out water. I had a big industrial black tarp. Still do. Still have it. And it was constantly the heat problem out of that. I was constantly fighting the fact that water would get inside the thing, and it wouldn't dry out. And it was just, I don't know. If I had to do it over again, I could probably do it better, and it would function better. But the actual, I don't know about the geodesic dome part of it. I really don't. It was a really cute thing. I think if I were to do it again, I'd do it with metal. There are metal geodesic domes. They cost more. Much more sturdy, less likely to start bowing and bending in the heat. And then I could probably take out my different tarps and actually kind of set things up and keep things going well. I'm not really in the position. I don't think Lisa would tolerate me using leave to go work on such things, and I wouldn't want to be costly in driving back and forth. It's about a 4-hour drive back and forth to the craft site from my place in Tucumcari. And so it makes sense to me that if I were to try to resurrect the dome somehow, that it would be best to do this with a metal dome instead of the PVC dome. And that would probably work a whole lot better than what I've used in the past. And I can orient it better. I had a good start on it. Sadly, in trying to do, I had a good, a much larger tent, a much larger tarp than it just took to cover the dome. I could actually go underneath it. The only problem was, in putting it underneath it, I didn't have enough to go over it adequately to protect the bottom. It would be tempting this time around. I got some welded fencing to do the fence that goes around. It goes around it because you have to protect it from the cows. If you want to keep if you want the cows to stay out of it, you've got to have a fence up to stop them. It was never a problem while I was living there, but apparently when I left and everything was more exposed, some cow took the opportunity. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody came and stole all the stuff. But to be really honest, nobody goes back that far into this property. It's not easy to be seen from a distance. And I think I'm also going to take my I'm going to take my, what do you call the silly thing? My 2-meter antenna and feed line and all that out there too for future projects. I've always got a couple of projects going. So that's kind of my plan of what I might do out there. I kind of want to resurrect the blister, bring it back from being torn to shreds. I don't think I'm going to do it with PVC pipe again. The actual PVC pipe depended on the fact that it was somewhat flexible, because you would be bending it a little bit to make it work for the dome. And that's not, and when it gets right down to it, that's not really, that kind of contributes to the problem of it melting in heat. So, right. So if I do this again, I'm going to do it with different materials. Anyway, so there is that. Have to look up a couple of different things. I seem to recall there was something back in the old days called star plate, and you would use dimensional lumber, 2x4s usually, to put up this structure. And the star plates would be at the corners to give you a place to kind of attach this lumber. And they would just sell you these. They're called star plates. 5-cornered things would save me having to put up a tent out there. And maybe have the boat. Try to block some of those rough winds that come through. That's an idea. I always like facing the rear of the boat toward kind of the southwest, to catch the prevailing breezes that can come. The really destructive winds tend to come from whistling down the canyons off of the mountains that are to the east and a little bit to the north. Anyway, so there's that. And good gas prices are still here to be found in the Clovis area. Oh. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about doing. Okay, I think I'm done.